Hello, respective viewers. I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. And in this video, I'm going to be asking whether Western countries ought to donate combat jets to Ukraine. And I'm going to argue that we should. Now, because this is what they've been crying out for. And President Zelensky was in London a couple of days ago. He then went on to Brussels, to Paris, and so on. And the point he rammed home is that they really need jets. And he's an actor with a fantastic sense of timing. He delivered an extraordinarily well-received oration in Westminster Hall to the two houses of the British Parliament. Obviously, he was cheered to the echo by the European Parliament and so forth. Remember, it was a European Council meeting. Ukraine is not a member of the European Union, but there he was the guest and he was allowed to speak first, which is, you know, his pride of place is indicative of the esteem in which he and Ukraine are held. He also asked the EU to accelerate membership. But the point he really emphasized is they need jets. And in the UK, he came out with the chiasmus addressing Parliament that in the United Kingdom, the king is a fighter pilot, but in Ukraine, every fighter pilot is a king. So he's what a word weaver he is. And he's right. And my hunch is that the jets will be given. But like everything else, NATO countries and other, you know, non-NATO countries which don't want Ukraine to be smashed, they are going to be behindhand with this, grudging, could we give this? Is it escalatory? And eventually doing it, but too late. You know, these tanks being given now, had they been given, a year ago, this war might not have even happened. So I was just thinking how it was sort of a Sudetenland moment about Crimea. And yes, I'm deliberately saying that Putin's regime is equivalent to the Third Reich. Now, it hasn't started huge-scale genocide. There's been small-scale genocide. He might work up to it. Anyway, why not? As I've often said, if we gave them water pistols, Russia said it was escalatory, but it won't change the balance of the war. The tanks won't make any difference, Boris Peskov, Putin's press spokesman, says. In which case, why do you say Zelensky object? If you don't care, don't even mention it, because they are worried and they realize it does matter. And they say that Russia invaded Ukraine with 3,000 tanks, has lost about half of them. There's a new offensive with 2,000 tanks. Obviously, they've taken some out of storage, some from other fronts. They're manufacturing more. They're not terribly good. But they say the Leopard tanks, Leopard 1, even more so Leopard 2, is more than a match for its Russian-manufactured equivalent. The British Challenger 2 tanks, the American Abrams tanks, I don't know what other ones they've got, some of these French light tanks. But the planes even more so. One thing about combat planes, they're very expensive. An American-manufactured or Western European-manufactured combat jet, I'm told these things, they start $40 million, could easily be $50 million, obviously, depending on the one. I'm no aviator, as you may have deduced. But anyway, he didn't want to go back empty-handed from his visits to Western Europe. So he's been pleading for it, for these things. But anyway, the Dutch Prime Minister, Rutte, he sounded a note of caution, we may not do this. So Slovakia is given the MiG-29 fighter jets. Because they're Soviet era, the Ukrainians already have them, they know how to use them, they need to be trained up on them. Poland, likewise, Bulgaria, almost all those MiG jets from these Eastern European countries have been donated to Ukraine, but they want more modern jets, which can outmatch their Russian equivalents. So Mark Rutte said, well, we have to weigh up the pros and cons to do this. So the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, he was a little bit more sanguine, so that it will mull it over in the coming weeks. And the trouble is, these things take ages to train on. So, you know, being a tank crew would take 6 months, and they sometimes compress that into 6 weeks. If they're already experienced tank soldiers, I'm told that the basics are similar, but yeah, there are particular things. And as for aviation, a lot of apparently is to do with safety, so you don't crash a plane and kill yourself. But, you know, when you're in combat, you're not in a safe situation anyway. You have to hurry up and do it. Quite apart from not wanting the pilot to be killed, people don't want to lose the plane because it costs so much. So if they're already seasoned pilots, perhaps they can cut a few corners and just speed up if they're willing to do, a 70-hour week or something. These are very expensive bits of kit to give. The other thing is the time of the other aviators are training the pilots, which would be used to train pilots for the French Air Force, German Air Force, British Air Force, so on. The US is less likely to do it. Although there's bipartisan support for arming Ukraine, it has dwindled much more amongst Republicans than amongst Democrats. And they often don't want to give very much. We've given quite a lot. We'll give a little bit, but they're becoming grudging about it. So that way, Putin's strategy is paying off. Part of this Zelensky trip to the West was also to underscore to the Putin regime that no, Western will is not flagging. Now, although it actually is diminishing a bit, but not as much as Putin needs it to diminish in order for Russia to have a chance of victory soon. Because obviously, without these supplies of armaments, Ukraine's dead meat. Anyway, so I know the French have given the Caesar guns and these Mamba medium range surface to air missiles and so on. And Poland is eager to give fighter jets, but said they shan't be the first to do so. Obviously, they see a lot of Ukraine themselves. They're interrelated people. They're culinarily similar as well as linguistically, culturally similar. They haven't always got on it well. They sometimes fought each other. But Poland's been a victim of Russia before and fears being a victim again if the Putin regime is allowed to get away with its brutality against Ukraine. And remember, Poland obviously borders Russia, the Kaliningrad exclave. So they don't want to enfeeble their armed forces by giving away some of their fighter jets. But if others are willing to do the same, it'll carry on. The United Kingdom had to be the leader on this one as it gave a lead on donating tanks and others followed suit. So that's why Dmitry Peskov, sorry, I called him Boris Peskov. Dmitry Peskov is Putin's personal spokesman, speaks near flawless English. That's why he said that the distinction between direct and indirect engagement is blurred, almost to the point of non-existence. But even then, they've not actually threatened to do something. So the European Union has already spent $72 billion on military donations to Ukraine, and as also a financial benefaction to keep the Ukrainian government afloat, because it needs to spend at least €6 billion a month just to pay salaries and for some sort of essential maintenance. I think these things should be held, should be donated, because the only way to end the war is by Russia being defeated. And that's only going to happen if Ukraine has the weapons to defend itself successfully. And this is the vital thing. And why not go a step further? It will also be demoralizing for the Russians, realizing that Western countries are not going to flag off or fail to make Russia pay a very, very heavy price by this. So many of their planes shot down, and they're just never achieving air superiority. Only then would Putin have to conclude it's really not worth it, that they've lost something like 200,000 troops killed, wounded, or captured. They went from having about 10% of Ukraine, they've got over 16% of Ukraine. At one top point, it's more like 20% of Ukraine, and it's really not worth it. It's cost them hundreds of billions of dollars in outright expenditure and at the cost of sanctions. Now it's cost Ukraine and Western countries an awful lot of money as well. I mean, it's well over $1 trillion this war has cost between both sides. Think of all the good things that could have been spent on poverty relief, on renewable energy, and so on. So that's why I think these things should and shall be donated, but probably not for a few weeks. And the training is going to take several months. So this war is going to go on for a year and a half at least. It's going to go on to the summer of 2024, I would say. It's not obviously the West escalating it. Every day that Russia continues is escalating it. Every centimeter forward they move is escalating it. Every man they conscript is escalating the conflict. Every extra soldier they send over the border is escalating it. These bloodthirsty threats are escalating the war. These deliberate attacks on civilians are escalating the war. All sorts of escalator activities by Putin's hyper-aggressive, madcap, maniacal, bloodthirsty regime. So, you know, the wings for freedom, as Zelensky said, only that will put Putin in his place. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I urgently need donations to keep the channel going. Goodbye.